Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys. Valerie Denise Jones is in the house. Welcome to Hemp Day Live. Don't forget, Wednesdays are officially Hemp Day. Hemp Day. Welcome, 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 guys. 929-477-1167. 929-477-1167 is the number you need to call if you'd like to join today's conversation. We got a great show for you today. It is fun-filled and information-packed, and I've got a few words that I'd like to introduce to you today during the show, and I, versus me talking, I am going to play a few clips before we bring in today's host and guest to the show. The words I want to share with you is cooperation. That means while they're doing something, you should be doing something else. That's the biggest word. I'll bring in a few more words, after I play these sound bites, but I just thought I would share that with you. All right, so let's start here, and when we come back, we'll talk.
So I believe that hemp's a $1 trillion global industry eventually, because we can make 25,000 products from hemp. So the farmers are the core to that. They are a key component.
We actually had one of the first legal harvests in America in 2014. We're all about helping the farmer.
This facility is another key component. Possibilities are endless, but we need a massive amount of production here in the United States.
The founding fathers were all hemp farmers. The first five presidents of the United States were all hemp farmers. North Carolina, Tennessee, and Kentucky were the three largest hemp producing states in the United States, and we will again be the three largest hemp producing states in the United States, I predict. But in this early stage of building this industry, we need to be cooperatively competitive.
It's coopetition. Right? If they're doing something, we'll do something else. Other people have funding. Other people have land. Other people have a processing plant. Other people have an extractor. If we all work together to hit this goal of being the largest exporter, it's going to take all of us.
Our future is to create localization around the world based around the hemp plant, to develop more hemp-based markets, because in order to grow hemp, you have to constantly be able to sell it to people. And I think the best thing is everybody start their own job and let's just sell to everybody and kind of create your own type of sustainability within yourself. So let's do this, guys.
It's really amazing.
All right, guys, you heard that. Our founding fathers were hemp farmers. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, you're tuned in to Hemp Day Live. I'm Valerie Denise Jones. 929-477-1167 is the number that should be locked in your phone. Thank you so much for all the international listeners who have chimed in already. I see you guys. I see people in the chat room. We are in here already. I appreciate you guys so much. Hopefully you got your pen, your paper, and your non-alcoholic libation, because we got a lot to share with you. I've got one more clip I'd like to play with you because Well, not play with you, play for you. Oh, my gosh, I swear, you think I drink or smoke or something, but I don't. Anyway, I want you guys to really, really hone on these points about legislation, about hemp commission and commission officers, commissioners, I guess is what you call it in your states. Also, foreign companies. There are a lot of foreign companies who are vying to take your product and make their America great. So you need to do your part in this $1 trillion industry. So that's why we're here, guys. It's all about the money. All about the Mooney today, actually. All about the Mooney and the James today. We ain't talking Mary Jane. Well, isn't Mary Jane? I'm all screwed up. Anyway, guys, let me play this clip. I will see you on the other side.
We have built the largest hemp processing facility in the United States, and I'm really proud of what our employees have accomplished. Without them, none of this would be possible.
What we need to do is look at how we can make the legislation for industrial hemp in North Carolina
by far superior to any existing legislation in the United States today. And that's what we did.
Commission members weren't even appointed until like September, and we've had four or five meetings since then. And so our applications are now online, and we will have seeding round in 17. That was my goal about a year ago. With the help of the Hemp Association and other farmers, we were able to make that happen.
And our commission, with Finn's help, the job they did is just absolutely incredible. And I'm really proud of the legislation that we have here in North Carolina today. Appreciate it, y'all. But I ask everyone that if you're interested in this and serious about it, y'all have to join the North Carolina Industrial Hemp Commission as a paid member. Those contributions and those fees, it's $500 a year. That money is used for our continuing lobbying efforts here in North Carolina. And it's a lot, and it's going to go on for a long while.
The DEA opined that it was illegal to transport seed, live seed, from state to state, and it was illegal to transport plant material from state to state, which, by the way, means that foreign companies and foreign farmers have full access to the U.S. markets and American farmers do not, which I call making Europe and Asia great again, not America great again, which means that every single one of you needs to...
All right, guys. All right. Let's get this party started. Like I said, please make sure you learn your laws, plus join your local commission as a pay. Don't do it for free. Do it as a person who pays their dues per year, because it's very important that you join the effort, the lobbying efforts, to keep this movement going. In order to do that, we need geniuses, experts in this field. So, guess what? I got a few on the phone. The host, Andrea James, and our VIP guest today, Mr. Mooney. Welcome, guys, to the show. I hope you learned a lot from my little clips. A little applause for you here. That was so delayed and so jacked up. But, guys, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. Just blessed and favored. Definitely. Yes. Hello, Ms. Jake.
Awesome.
How are you? Is she there?
I don't hear her.
James,
Andrea.
I don't hear her either.
You know, I apologize. I was on mute. Oops. I am right here in living color here in Southern California on this rainy Hemp Day Live Wednesday. It is changed not to Hump Day anymore. It is Hemp Day Live. And let me just say welcome, Daryl Mooney, my king, and my queen, Valerie Denise Jones.
Thank you.
Although on other platforms they've tried to change your name. On this one, we're going to leave you at Valerie Denise Jones. But I just want to say, I'm thankful to the Father Creator for us even getting to this point. It took a long time, but we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's strap on tight and get ready to rock and roll. As Valerie said, make sure you have your pens, papers, tablets, be on the internet so you can look things up. And it's rock and roll time. And let me just give you a little bit of history on Daryl. He and I go back to Oakland, California, and to know how Oakland has changed over the years. Wow. Is that right, Daryl? It's really, really changed to being the hemp and the marijuana capital and making it the golden state, and the new gold rush that's out here now.
Wow. Yeah, Oakland, California. It's my town. I remember when Lake Merritt, you remember Lake Merritt?
Oh, it's fairly.
We were coming
sure
up.
Do.
When we were coming up, Lake Merritt was, we used to play hooky from school and go to Lake Merritt. There were drug dealings being sold on Lake Merritt. There was marijuana being sold on Lake Merritt. There was homelessness on Lake Merritt. Now, since it's been gentrified, now it's beautiful. Last time they actually had boats on Lake Merritt. They didn't have boats when I was coming up. I mean, you had sick-looking pigeons and ducks, but now ducks looking good, boats looking good, everything looking good, everybody happy. It's a whole new Lake Merritt. Blew me away.
It's changed so much, mm-hmm. even to the point that the mayor in her second term has now, even if she did it in her first term as well, said that she wants to give a break to those inmates in the Bay Area that have been in the pen for illegally selling and or dealing with marijuana. She's having their records expunged and getting them set up in the marijuana dispensary business, which I think is good.
Now, question to you on that. Is that just Oakland or is that also San Francisco?
I'm not sure about San Francisco.
Okay.
I'll do my research to see if San Francisco is piggybacking on that. But it seems like wherever it has been illegal, and that a lot of our brothers and sisters in right now, it's mm-hmm. possible that even 45 can overturn, although you could do it nationally, locally, or statewide. So why not just start locally and then go state? If we have to go national, just start right where we are. Because for those inmates who are doing it illegally and now it's legal, their sentence needs to be looked at. Yeah.
Wow. How exciting.
And
that's right there.
Could be a business for a couple of law firms.
Yes.
And or possibly paralegals.
Yes.
Work on the side, yeah.
Yes. On that tape that Valerie played, what did it say? Something like 25,000 new jobs will be created plus? Is that what I heard, Valerie?
She's on mute, but hopefully she'll come off mute.
Yeah, did you hear
she's
that, Andrea?
Welcome. I did, but I would say that it's going to change really soon, especially with that 420 rule coming in, and then there's some other projects that are under the radar right now that aren't even being talked about because they can't be talked about yet because they're not finalized. So it's a whole industry, even to the point that I understand the tobacco industry is eventually going to come in once this 420 rule is up and come in and replace tobacco because, as we know it, tobacco is a carcinogen. And it can kill. But who says that marijuana can? And are the derivatives from marijuana and or hemp? There's so many. The industry is so wide open that with this 420 rule coming in, the entrepreneurs have a certain amount of time. Go ahead, Ms. My Queen Valerie.
I can read something. I heard you guys. Yeah, I heard you. I can read something that's even more current. That's current as of a few weeks, and this was on Forbes magazine, Forbes.com, and it says marijuana industry projected to create more jobs than manufacturing by 2020, and I'll just read a few excerpts from it. It says the marijuana industry hoped will keep the Trump administration from cracking down on cannabis companies. A new report from the New Frontier Data projects that by 2020, the legal cannabis market will create more than 250,000 jobs. This is just more than the expected jobs from manufacturing, utilities, or even government jobs. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS says that by 2024, manufacturing jobs are expected to decline by 814,000. Utilities will lose 47,000 jobs. And government jobs will decline 383,000. This dovetails the data that suggests the fastest growing industries are all healthcare related and all, kind of around this cannabis industry. It says the legal cannabis market is worth more than $7.2 billion, or was, in 2016. It's projected to grow at a compound annual rate of 17%. Medical marijuana sales are projected to grow from $4.7 billion to $13.3 billion in 2020 adult recreational sales are estimated to jump from $2.6 billion in 2016 to $11 billion by 2020. So there you have it.
Ching, ching.
Wow.
Sounds
that's
like
a
somebody
lot of money.
Going to the bank.
That's a lot
yeah,
of money.
Yeah, it's going to minimize a lot of
that's a lot
know,
of enterprise.
Yeah.
Valerie,
it's time
that's
to get
a
it
lot
out
of enterprise.
Nugget. Valerie, thank you for sharing that golden nugget.
Yes, yes, you're welcome.
Well, we have some work to do, and I am so excited to be part of this platform of Hemp Day Live Wednesdays that can really change people's lives by bringing this information to the on this platform to where you can plug in on Wednesdays from 1 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Was it 3 to 5 Central Standard Time and 4 to 6 Eastern Standard Time? And for those of us who are brave enough to hit the number 1 button, you'll go into the queue. And when we have time for questions and answers, please, we welcome your opinion as we're talking live. Go ahead, my king.
I have a question. I have a question. That Valerie, are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still
us?
Here.
Okay.
No, I'm here.
Okay, I've got a question. I've got a question. That what you read was very powerful, but I want to break that down because a lot was said. A lot was said.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of different areas with it. And there are a lot of different areas in which you just read about. But I want to ask a question because I want to make sure I heard what you said. You said there were over a quarter of a million new jobs. Was that specifically jobs that you said? Or was it 20, a quarter of a million? Okay, now. And you mentioned manufacturing, correct?
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay.
More than, yeah, the cannabis companies will create more jobs than the manufacturing, utilities, and government jobs combined.
Oh, okay, that's what it said. Then manufacturing and utilities jobs combined, there will be more jobs from the cannabis industry than manufacturing. And what was their manufacturing and what jobs combined?
It says, there'll be a decline in those industries, including healthcare-related.
Manufacturing, healthcare, and what else?
Right, utilities and government jobs.
Utilities and government jobs.
Right.
All of those combined, oh, wow, that's big. All of those combined,
really,
manufacturing, government, utilities, and healthcare, okay, and there will be more jobs created through the cannabis industry. Now, that is huge.
That's
so that
a really
means
wrong statement.
That means what you're saying, whoever is set up to enter those enterprises can put themselves in a potential to win and prosper from the industry. Is that correct?
Correct. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why did you hear that one part in the clip where like other countries are trying to beat us to the punch, so to speak, because they're creating farms?
Well, I'm telling you here's what I know. This is not hypoly or this is not anything I've read. This is something that I ran into. I was doing some banking. This was about 6-7 months ago. I was doing some banking a little bit out of the city, and it was a military bank, to be specific, military. So I'm on the train, and I'm at the train station, and I run into a young Caucasian and we get to talking. She happens to be an intern scientist, okay, working in the laboratory on and with cannabis, okay, and dealing with CBD oils and the such. And she said through their research and what they're finding is tremendous solutions to a lot of different wellness ailments that they are not even, that they have not even put out the documentation for positive results. Okay? So, she said that there is a major race around the world, for products being made from people around the world. I'm talking about high-level products and around the world that are being made, and it's a race, and that industry is going to be a $1 trillion empire just by itself. I alone went into the, you know, the little gas marts here in Bakersfield. I go into the gas marts, you know, the little mart where you have little stores and you can buy the gas. They have right there on the counter selling CBD oil, CBD candy, so on and so forth. You see where I'm going with this? So this thing is going to be so major and so huge. So we have to really help put people in position where they can win and be prosperous from that industry. Because I say that because in LA right now, there's a petition going around from Crenshaw Boulevard, from Crenshaw, we're talking about from Martin Luther King Boulevard down to, let's say, down to Vernon Boulevard, past Vernon, where we're talking about there are shops that are being purchased by Armenians, dispensary shops, that the petition is going around because they are giving them freely to Armenians, and it's in the black community, and giving black people a hard time buying these real estate properties in order to have these dispensaries. So we are really going to have to be on top of it as a community, way ahead of the game, to make sure that we are participating along with others very, very in high, high numbers rather than low numbers.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
It's our time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were the time we did it legally, and it's our time now. And
yeah,
it's legal.
If you guys don't mind, I want to read one more thing,
okay.
Then I'll dip out. But this is from trade school, actually. When you said that it was on the counter, I was thinking, wow, what other ways are they promoting this? But this is actually being promoted via college, trade schools, colleges, and universities. It says there are 29 new cannabis jobs in the fast-growing legal weed industry. And what they're calling this is a green revolution. And that's a fancy way to say it, of course. You know, we love fancy labels and tags. But it says, thanks to legalized cannabis, jobs that never existed before are being created in huge numbers. Passionate people from all backgrounds are getting in on the action, either to eager to contribute their talents to a young industry. Again, they're targeting the young people. To a young industry that they truly believe in. Whether you call it weed, pot, ganja, cannabis, or Mary Jane, the marijuana plant is quickly becoming a more effective and socially acceptable driver of good career opportunities. That's why with cannabis companies launching and growing at a rapid rate, now it is an amazing time to pursue marijuana jobs that offer the potential for better pay and faster than normal advancement. Yes, cannabis is still a banned substance at the federal level in America. However, as of March 2018, medical marijuana is legal and regulated in at least 30 U.S. states. And in 8 of those states, recreational marijuana is also legal and regulated. Plus, in Canada, where medical cannabis has been legal for several years, a law has been passed to legalize and regulate recreational cannabis as well. So there's a growing pressure on the U.S. federal government to follow. Will it ever happen? Yes. In the meantime, many people are prospering from state-level cannabis legalization. So now they're targeting schools, colleges, and universities. So it's bigger than, you know, than a lot of people know. These people are coming in from the back. And like they said, it's going to take over.
This is huge. This is huge.
This is huge.
Right, this is huge.
It's going to create jobs in the educational industry.
And one of the things that we have to embrace, I mean, this is very, very, very key. And this is going to be the hardest part in our community. We have to embrace owner, producer, manufacturing mentality rather than consumer.
Mm.
Okay.
Because we're already the number one consumer, but now we have to produce so we can control.
Exactly. Producer, owner, manufacturer mentality as opposed to consumer. Because the consumers are going to be out there, and this is a mentality, but the producers and owners have to have this information and gather the information to execute the information and to be leaders in the industry so they can bring upon the people who are ready and don't know where to go. This is very, very important that this information, that's the power of this show, that this information is put out there to garner and gather the individuals who are looking and don't know, well, two people, the ones who are looking and don't know where to go, okay, got to be there for them, and the ones who need to be educated who know nothing about this prosperous enterprise that's right here in our faces right now. This is not yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is right now.
Yes,
this
is
happening right now. So we cannot just talk about it. We got to be about it. So I am absolutely going to do all I can to help with that because this is just too important not to. They call it, what did you say, the green rush, green gold? What did they call it?
Revolution.
What word did you say they call it?
The green revolution.
The green revolution.
Green revolution.
The green revolution.
Or it's the new gold rush. The new gold rush.
The gold rush.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 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 Just wow.
There's
very few things that we have an opportunity. There's very, very few things where you have an opportunity to take advantage of a situation that comes before you and is just begging you and asking you to take advantage of that opportunity, fill in the gaps. And when you see that opportunity, you have to jump on it, because if you don't, somebody else will. And that somebody else who will may not look anything like you.
And that's already happening in our own community to the point that, say, for example, on Crenshaw alone, on a certain strip in South L.A., there are people in that community that are on strike, petitioning the people in the neighborhood in that community to shut down those cannabis shops that are springing up and that are been given the license to sell, but they're not hiring us and they're not giving us to come in and have the same legal business. They're bringing other people in that don't look like us, but for us to do business with them and not not from the business, but from the consumer standpoint, and that's not right. Why shouldn't we give an opportunity to do the business in our neighborhoods and having somebody else come in? They've done it in all the other industries, in the hair industry, in the nail industry, other industries that come into our communities. But can we go in their communities and set up shop? No, we can't.
Nope.
So that means that we don't have control in our neighborhoods and in our communities. We used to back in the day, but not anymore.
Yeah.
But this is a way that we can do it. But it's so much business out here. But I did want to kind of say something a little bit on a light note to give us just to know that it's lighthearted. And I looked up jokes, marijuana jokes. So it's kind of corny and just kind of break up the Wednesday, the Hemp Day Live Wednesday a little bit. And this one says, what is the roach clip? Why is the roach clip called a roach clip?
Say that again.
Carol, do you know? Why is a roach clip called a roach clip?
Why is a roach clip called a roach clip?
A roach clip. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Valerie?
I have no clue.
Okay. The answer, and you'll get it. It's kind of funny. Because potholder was taken.
Okay. Potholder
See,
was
it took
taken.
A second.
Okay.
Yeah, I think,
okay.
Mr. Mooney, I think the comedians told her to keep her day job. That's what I said.
Yes,
think.
I think you're
a potholder was
yeah,
taken.
I think
that's
we
all
better
I,
hurry up. We better
that's
hurry up.
That's all I can. That's not like a joke.
Industry.
That's not like a joke from an old Henny Youngman book.
Well, I Googled, and this is one of the jokes that came up. There's a lot of other ones. But, again, I'm going to keep my day job.
Man.
But it was just something, just a momentary
I
laugh.
I used to do a joke.
On his
I used to do
life.
A joke.
Go ahead.
I used to do a joke. You know,
Be
when
sure.
you, you know, between
See, you got
the
paid
different
for it.
Points.
I didn't.
Right. Right, the difference between smoking weed and alcohol on driving. When you drunk drive, you know you drive crazy, but when you smoking marijuana and you drive real slow.
Buzz.
Right.
Call it
in
buzz,
fact,
yeah.
in fact, you drive you smoke marijuana, you will stop at a stop sign and wait for the stop sign to change green. That's how high you be.
Y'all joke.
Where
was Uber and
Lyft back
in those
days?
I got a soundbite for y'all. I got a soundbite. This is what I'm doing right now.
Please share, Valerie.
He sat there for 24 hours at the stop sign. My cousin's still at the stop sign.
Oh, my
Waiting
God.
For the turn
All right.
When you talk about... industries
no, I think
that
I
can
need
be created.
Continue to remind you guys. Yeah, you need to keep your day jobs. Why? Because again, here's another statistic: the marijuana industry is budding before investors' eyes and is expected to grow 28%, hitting approximately $24.5 billion in annual sales. Within a few years, just a few years. So, yeah.
Incredible.
While we're joking.
Incredible.
While we're joking.
Incredible. No. While we joking, they token.
Yeah. And
exactly.
They're making money on top of that.
And I want to tell you how serious this is because to me, a lot of, and God forgive me, I love white people, but they speak in code a lot. And, you know, we know what Jeff Sessions' position was. We know that. But do you guys remember that President Trump made a statement? He says that they're taking a harder line on cannabis, right? And what that really truly meant was that if you really looked into it, he said that they were 100% behind the idea of medical marijuana, but that recreational pot, it's something that we need to be examined. That means we're going to keep our thumb on you black folks. And you know what I'm saying? Like, because we know your prison sentences are longer, and all we need is to catch up with you, and you got just a little bit of pot on you. You know what I'm saying? They're not looking for us to have the big, huge farms and stuff. So, they want us to, you know, like, I keep using your thing, Mr. Mooney, I keep telling people, hey, all right, you keep being a coon. I'm striving to be a tycoon. We're looking for that green revolution that's going to turn the coons into the tycoons. So, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Powerful.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's over billion. Silver billion. That's
exactly
what that new JOB is
exactly
going to stand for.
Exactly.
Right. Just for
exactly.
Yeah, that's over
and
broke. That's over billion.
Exactly.
That's a new job.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's for real. That's for real, because when you see, that's mindset. It's like a vortex. It's like a green vortex. It's like a cannabis vortex. It's its own industry, and it's a $1 trillion industry. So when you tap
mm-hmm.
your brain into it and you tap into it on the producer side of the equation,
yeah,
now you have the opportunity to be a part of that $1 trillion industry where you can prosper, and that takes, again, mindset of a producer and owner and an activity and an action. So, again, putting yourself in position to be able to receive that money. So, therefore,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of legalities. There's a lot of processing and protocol that you have to go through that you have to take action on and do. And like I said, you can't just talk about it. You got to actually be about it and go from thinking to doing and then making it happen. Then it'll manifest for you. And the beauty of it here on this show, we have people that have that information. That's
mm-hmm.
empowerment.
Yes,
you see,
it is.
That's
mm-hmm.
empowerment. Because you could be talking about it, stuff like you read stuff, but then you have no, you can read and have information, but have no plan. But here you have the information, plus you have the vehicle that can help impact the community and help everybody on this phone be
yeah.
a part of that industry. That's powerful. Now, that's
mm-hmm.
not something to be taken lightly.
No,
mm-hmm.
it's not.
Yeah.
And it's the fact that it, and just speaking about it, each one of us put this out into the universe, and now here it is, Hemp Day Live. And we're just really excited
yep.
about what's going on, to the point that we can share information around the world in just about any aspect. And three of the aspects I know
mm-hmm.
we're going to be talking about in the next coming weeks, Daryl, is going to be franchising in the hemp business, and also social equity. How is it that blacks, Afro-Americans, how do we play a part in this social equity structure of hemp and marijuana, and also an international currency possibly being created
Andrea? What does that mean, social equity? What do you mean by that?
Just like what Valerie was, we're saying, not being recognized, that we are not being held back
okay.
because
Got
of
it.
Our race, that we get
right.
our piece of the pie, but at the same
Got
time, I want to say, get the respect that we're due.
Here would be the other question then, Andrea. What could be the ways, what are the possible ways that they could stop us or slow us down? What, like, give me an example. What could they
hold
do to stop us or slow us down?
Hold up legislation,
that's one.
Hold up laws.
So we would beat that through voting? How would that be overcome? Through voting? Lobbying? What?
Petition, yes.
Petitioning?
Okay.
Petitioning. Okay, and what other way? So legislation, what's another way?
We also would have to keep up on the laws as far as what
the laws
are coming down. What our
laws
are being,
coming
and
down.
And even be in a position to where we create laws that we call our congressmen.
Okay, be in a position where we create
people.
Laws.
Right.
Okay.
So that means establish a relationship with the politician in your neighborhood, in your community.
Okay. So you got the legislation. Now, what about the business aspect of it? How
how does that separate from legislation, and how could we be stopped in that area, the business aspect?
I personally would say, from a business standpoint, to surround ourselves or connect ourselves with those experts that are already in
experts.
The industry, that have already
industry. Okay.
in the hemp and marijuana business,
okay.
that have already established the business and know what the protocols and know what the permits, know what the pitfalls are legally.
Got
because
it.
They've already established the set of businesses. Matter of fact, I'm going
okay.
to have an expert on in the near future, probably in the next
okay.
30 days. He and his business partners have made so much money
wow.
setting up legally, from the permits to the paperwork to
oh, wow.
getting the legal locations, the
oh wow.
The top grade product or products.
Wow.
Anything that puts them in a top notch legal dispensary.
So you have
yeah,
that,
so,
that resource. So
yes.
here's the other question, Andrea. What about what's happening with the, because I remember there was a time, has this changed about the idea that you could not put the money that you were making at the dispensaries in your regular banks? Is that something
well,
that's still?
Other ways, you know the secrets to get around that, Mr. Mooney.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
but is that still? Is it still? Yeah, but is it still like that? Because I remember that was a big issue. Is that still an issue?
It's changing. I think it's changing, but you can better answer that as far as. What we're doing about that and how we're getting around the fact and where the money is going instead of in the bank, because federally marijuana is still illegal, but statewide here in California it's cool, and other states, and it's still kind of up in limbo. It's kind of like prohibition. We're going through the stages of getting it
okay.
legalized. So
okay.
share with us your way of going.
Now we have
now
what one of the things I have to check into, because I don't know about, I know one of the challenges that has been, I'm just not updated on it, is the challenges of cannabis sales or cannabis profits were not able to be put into banks. There was some kind of red tape. Now, alternative vehicles, I don't know how that relates to, number one, credit unions. I don't know how that relates to alternative banking systems, let's say like PayPal and the different ones that exist. That's, I'm sure there are other ways, because there's always some new way to move money. But I do know there's people who are moving money through profits through cryptocurrency. I do know that. That's an alternative, but I don't know all the alternatives that are available now, and that's something that I need to find out ASAP. But because the reason why I say, because these dispensaries, there's something going on because they're still open.
Yes, they are. Well,
so,
one of the
so this,
one of,
yeah. Go on.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well,
so they're still open,
Southern
so something's going on.
Right. Well, here in Southern California, word is that one of the ways they're going to try and stop these or shut down these illegal dispensaries that are up is cut their electricity bills so they don't have any power.
Oh, wow.
That's how they're going to take measures like that.
Oh, wow.
Kind of cut them off
oh,
with
wow.
the disease, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think, too, a
oh,
lot
wow.
of the articles have predicted that, and that's probably why is one of the industries that was listed was utilities, because people are learning how to do, how to grow it the natural way, you know, solar-powered.
Solar,
so that,
yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, federal could not intervene. But, you know, one thing I do want to stress today is I think I'm listening to what we're saying, and what resonates is one thing I want you to do, Ms. Mooney, I just want to speak to you for just a quick second. I want you to continue motivating us and really motivating us by way of, you know, ways that we would be allowed to be strengthened mentally, because we need to really get the focus back to how to strengthen our communities, how to someone the other day, and this is a quick story, and we can get back. I'm going to open up the lines here in just a second after you guys, you know, finish your thought. But I talked to someone the other day, and they asked me if I would, you know, consider relocating. And then when I told them I would not, because I didn't like the neighborhood it was in, right? And then they proceeded to tell me, you are, I thought that, you know, you're kind of bougie, you're this, you're that. And I said, let me tell you something. Hood is not about the location. It's about the mindset. You know what I'm saying? When you're around certain people and they think a certain way, eventually you'll think that way. So you have to make sure that you are around people who help elevate, you know, your mindset, your spirits, all of that stuff. But if people are around and they are thinking, you know, that their whole mindset is hustling, and it's never, you know, about betterment. It's always about a hustle, somebody else's bag, not your bag, you know, how you can get over on this person versus how you can, you know, rise up. It is really, really sad that that's where we are. So I really, truly want to at least once a month dedicate it to, I'm going to make up this word, Negroomics or economics. You know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we have
right.
to really, really learn that our power to strengthen our community is in our mind. You see what I'm saying? Because there's always going to be a system that is anti-black. They're always, like that statement I just read about Trump, they were specifically talking in code and talking about us. There are reasons
yep.
why certain things will not be legal, because it is to keep us bound. So we have
yes.
to really, really focus on how to strengthen our communities, how, you know, how to really maximize our efforts. We have to change our perception. We definitely have to do that. In order to forge a future, we have to, you know, do these things to improve our life. So I really want to keep you on that, because I remember when you did that show on finance, you like blew the audience away before you even started talking about finance, because you started talking to us in ways that's like,
right.
man,
right.
I
exactly.
thought what I was doing, you know, because it's like, wait a minute, this guy is saying I need
right.
to do X, Y, Z, and he's,
yes.
you know, it's relatable. You have to really compartmentalize
right.
stuff when you're talking to us, because too many of us, you know, have been conditioned for that quick money, you know, and know somebody else
yeah.
is doing it, and it's not
yeah.
possible for us.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying and asking Andrea particular questions, because everything that you're talking about is absolutely true. But this is what we have to do in the hemp industry, because this the hemp they show, and in the cannabis industry, there is specific resources and specific models that Andrea and yourself have access to that already work and that are already successful. And Andrea
mm-hmm.
made something real clear when she said, you got to have people that are doing what you want to do that can help you. Okay.
Yes.
That's
yes.
like what they call it, a model. 'Cause it's not what you can do, it's what you can duplicate. Although there is the great possibility, because of all that is going on within the industry, and you know how when black folks get into something, innovation automatically happens.
It automatically
mm-hmm.
takes place.
Okay.
It automatically takes place.
Inevitable.
Yes.
And innovation is going to happen. However,
yes.
in the industry, there are already things, the resources, like the brother that you're bringing on, resources and things that are already happening and are already successful. So the whole idea is we don't really have to make up anything new. It already exists, right?
Yes,
so here we
exists.
Have
yes.
to be, so here we are And our job is to be able, like we're doing, is getting the information out there. And the goal is to not only to get the information out there, but it's to wake people up to come and get further information so they can be informed properly and be able to have the right strategies that are going to work because they've already been proven. Okay,
yes.
So here you are duplicating a system that already works, so we're reaching out to the people to come to the table, to inform them, to get the information, so now they can set themselves up to be a part of an industry that's a trillion-dollar industry that they can participate in. Now, here's the key, Valerie. Now they got to want to participate in the industry. Now we got to ask, why would they want to participate in the industry? One, the money and the wealth, the potential wealth that's there. Okay, the numbers have already been said. Those numbers are very real. People are going to take advantage of that situation whether you do or not. So it is best you to be a part of it, because if you're not a part of it, you're going to miss out on it. So now that's where we come back to mindset. A person who has a mindset of poverty is going to say, oh, that ain't going to work. Oh, that ain't for me. I can't do this. That's for somebody else. That's not for me. But that's the same person that's going to participate in the industry, but they're going to be on the consumer end.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You get what I'm saying? They're going to be on the consumer end. The entrepreneur, or the victorious person, or the person that says, I am going to take advantage of this powerful, prosperous, money-making, gold rush, green gold, this green, going for the green, this green industry that's happening. I'm going to participate, because I want to participate in it, because not only can it make money for me, but it can make money for my family, my community, my people. We can rebuild community. We can be a part of this industry. We can do this, and we can prosper. That is two different mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That is two totally different. That is two, there's three kinds of people, right? There's people that's going to watch what happens. There's going to people that say what happened. And then there's going to be the third person that's going to make it happen. And we're looking for the make it happen people.
Make it happen.
The make it happen people. And that mindset is the real gold. That mindset is the real prosperity. And this happens to be a vehicle that people can take advantage of right now, and that's the reason for this show. The reason for this show is to put the information out there to get people to the table so they can take advantage of the opportunity, but they got to stay positive, they got to stay optimistic, and they got to know they'll have a great, because there's no guarantees, but the probabilities of all the references that you all have laid down are the references in the documentation that's saying this is a worthy industry to jump on and take. That's you, because there's a lot of people who are courageous and stepping up to the table to take advantage of the opportunity, such as yourself, you, both of you, myself. And we're stepping up to the table and say, here it is. Let's go. Let's make it happen. Whatever you need out there, we got it. We're going to be here every Wednesday.
Every
schooling
Wednesday.
The people on what's going on. Wednesday. Yep. Go on. I'm
Hemp
sorry.
Day Live Wednesday. And I just wanted to sidebar real quick. We have to say that one of our partners is not here. He's taking care of some business. Al Foster is with us in spirit. He may be listening in. But he's not able to physically be a part, but he is here in spirit, and we welcome him back next week. So he's part of the four, the green gold team, and I just wrote out something, said green gold is a new gold rush.
Yes,
Green Gold. And also Philo the Great with the hemp hop report.
Yes, in our second hour.
Yeah,
so
Philo the Great.
Daryl,
okay.
You got us two ladies.
I wanted to read something
to
you guys, because I want to open up the lines here in about 5 minutes and get about one or two callers. But so I was listening to what I'm big on trigger words, you know. Go University of Florida. My degree is finally working. But anyway, finally using it. All right. But anyway, so I was listening for trigger words. Hold on a second. I want to make sure I didn't just mull over that. Yes, Al Foster and Philo the Great are not with us. I apologize. I think sometimes I talk too fast, and I think even faster. But yes, they will be back next week, so I want to make that clear. I apologize for mulling over that the way that I did. But I was listening to trigger words as Mr. Mooney spoke, and I Googled something, and there's this thing. It's got a big, huge flag in the background, and this big white man, right, of course. But anyway, it says, the American Cannabis Summit, Marijuana Investing for Beginners. Now, this is cute, guys. Bear with me, because like I said, this is all teachable moments. You probably heard the stories of everyday Americans becoming marijuana millionaires. Isn't that beautiful? Marijuana millionaires. You asked me that question last week, but when I talked to you, Mr. Mooney, how many millionaires? Well, now you got a whole new, it's part of the green revolution, marijuana millionaires. A few folks have even become billionaires from this lucrative new market. So you may be asking yourself, is this something I can do too? For the first time ever, the answer is yes. The legal U.S. cannabis, the official name of marijuana, market is currently $10.8 billion. Experts are projecting it to grow to, well, we said 200-something billion. There's so many numbers out there, but we know it's a beat. Okay. In the U.S. and $1 trillion globally in the next 5 years. And now it's perfectly legal and incredibly lucrative to ordinary citizens to invest in marijuana stocks. Step one, open a free brokerage account. Note, if you already have a brokerage account, of course, this is people trying to sell their brokerage. It says if you've ever traded stocks before, the first thing you need to do is open a brokerage account. Don't worry. They are free to open and simple to use. That's the step one, right? There are a lot of online brokerages and brokerages, and TD Ameritrade is the site that I'm on. So step two, prepare to strike quickly. We've seen cannabis companies like CannaGrow shoot up 456% in 1 month.
This is deep that you mentioned this, Valerie. I'm so glad that you brought this up. This is deep.
Yeah, well, wait.
I mean, this is really, really deep. Go on. Yeah, please, go on.
Hold on 1 second. InMed Pharmaceuticals jumped 617% in 4 months. And Mentor Capital skyrocketed as much as 1,828% in 6 months.
Wow.
So as soon as you open your account, you'll want to put money into it. The good news is cannabis stocks are much less expensive than normal stocks. That means there's a small chance you could turn a $50 or $100 investment into potential life-changing money. However, not all cannabis stocks are created equal. This is why the next step is so important. Step three, this is the final. I'll read this quickly. Target tiny pot companies set to surge. So that's what they're saying. Target tiny pot companies that are set to surge. This is the fun part. Just a secure handful of shares of these tiny companies, then watch as these potentially multiply your investment over and over again. However, you have to be careful. You can't invest blindly. If you want to invest in the right cannabis stocks, you need to know which companies are set to break out and why. That means you need to be strategic, strategically guided from the most politically connected, again, I think that's very important too, politically connected experts, or tips from leading experts inside, and that's another word, inside the marijuana industry. And recently, one of the most politically connected Americans met up with one of the most connected industries at the American Cannabis Summit. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner has connections that reach to the top of Capitol Hill and the White House. So that's what I'm telling you, man. While we're sitting here playing with it, these people understand that this business is huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Can you, Valerie, can you email me that article?
Certainly, of course. Yes, yes, I will.
Please, please.
Yeah, I'm
this,
doing that
this
now.
This is very, very, very key, unless you're finished, Valerie. I'm sorry. Finish up what were you going to say?
No.
I'm done.
I just wanted to tell you. I just think that once a month we need to dedicate the hour
this,
to Negronomics.
Yeah. Yeah, this part right here, this part right here, what Valerie just brought up, is an idea of the industry that's within the industry, and I'm talking about the stocks within the industry, the marijuana stocks, that the average person is always kept away from because of lack of knowledge.
Yes,
but the good thing
knowledge.
Is... And because it's looked upon as an elite thing, you know, that's only for a certain kind of people. That's only for financial advisors. That's only for so-called experienced investors. That's only for the financial industry. That's only for the bankers and insurance holders and those elite kind of people in business. But those stocks, and I repeat, those stocks that she's talking about, every citizen has access to that, including prisoners.
Mm. Wow.
Okay. What do I mean by
mm-hmm.
that? Because prisoners get out and can't get a job, correct, because of their
right.
record. Am
right.
I right?
Right.
But
yes,
guess what?
Right.
Prisoners can get a broker's account and trade on the stock market. Do you
wow.
hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear the difference of that? So
yeah.
that means that everybody has the capacity, because it's free to open up a broker's account. Everybody
yeah.
has the capacity to buy stock. However, in that article, it explains a little bit, but it really doesn't break it down. When you are an investor on the stock market and when you are researching stock, there are certain parameters that are set up. And to find out exactly which stock is going to grow right now, because you can do stock, you can buy stock, you can buy options if that company has options on that stock. There's a lot of different ways to trade, long-term, short-term, and make money off all of it. So that strategy, that's another strategy that we need to set up in the future, and my brother is really, really an expert at that we need to be able to set up learning how to trade marijuana stock.
Oh, wow.
You hear me, Valerie?
Listen to that. Ching, 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 ching.
You hear me, Valerie? Because that's something that everybody can do as low as, like what she said, $50, okay? And that's crazy, but it's the knowledge. And you got to say, okay, here's the knowledge available, because that's a resource. Here's the knowledge available. Now, why do I want to learn this knowledge? Because, again, you're making money when you trade stock, because when you buy a stock, anytime you buy a stock, you become a business owner, okay? You're an investor. You buy and purchase, you become a business owner when you own the stock. And now you're buying and selling. When it's going down, you're selling. When it's going up, you're buying. And you can make money it going both ways when you understand how to read a marijuana stock chart. That's power. That industry is opening up like that and is actually moving forward and happening right now in real time. And the beauty of it is anybody can play ball in it, from the poorest of the poor to the richest of the rich. So nobody has an excuse but to do it. And we can bring resources to the table to help with that, Valerie. That's the bottom line.
Well,
yeah, I totally agree.
Daryl, this is Andrea. When you say that, do you when you say that there's, of course, there's no race or gender as far as stock goes, is there an age limit as far as being a stock?
Is there a what?
Age limit.
Yeah, 18. 18.
Okay.
But there's a way to get around that, too. But 18 is the legality. 18 years of age. 18.
Great. Okay.
But there is something called, there is something called for teenagers, there's something that called where teenagers can trade, but the parent or an adult has to oversee the account. But there's ways around that. We just have to talk about that. Because the youth can definitely get involved. Absolutely. It's called, but it's a particular account where an adult is overseeing it.
But at least at start at 18, they can learn. And so they
don't
know
before they can learn at 12.
But I mean, as far as actually being involved, 18.
Yeah, actually being involved, 18 on their own. But they can trade by way of a guardian at 15.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's some different things that we can talk about all of that. The trade, the marijuana, and if they're volatile right now and the way you're talking, they may not be volatile right. They can or can, may not, may or may not be volatile right now, but some may be. The whole thing is to be able to read a chart because different stocks do different things at different times. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So long-term
right.
is one thing. You know, you put your money up and you wait a few years and 5 years later it grows. And I'm talking about month to month, week to week.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different kind
mm-hmm.
of trading where you can make money,
right.
even day to day, depending upon the volatility of the marijuana stock, if it has that kind of volatility. And I don't know. So that's something that we have to look at.
That
okay.
sounds like Daryl doesn't
and
know. Really? No, I'm kidding. But I know that we were supposed to take a commercial break and or
yeah,
come back
we
the other side and have some questions.
Yeah, we're down to our last 20-something minutes of the show, so we're definitely going to take a break, and we might have time for one or two calls. So why don't we do that? We're living live, Pimp Day Live, Hemp Hop Report, 929-477-1167. We'll see you on the other side.
Throughout history, there's always been the same question. How come black people don't seem to get further on the economic scale? This is a question with multiple answers. First comes slavery. Second, not knowing our history. And last, not sticking together. There's a beautiful African proverb that we unfortunately seem to forget. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. This quote still stands for today. If we as black people want to get higher on the economic ladder, so where do we start? Well, by supporting black-owned businesses. Money is not the solution to our problems, but a tool to build our own economy. The time is now to support black-owned businesses. Black Economic Network, where black-owned businesses come together.
I pray you're enjoying today's show. Please, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode on social media. Also, visit ValerieDeniseJones.com for additional updates. Now, back to the show.
All right, guys. Hemp Day Live. Don't forget, Wednesday is no longer Hump Day. It's Hemp Day. H-E-M-P, H to the E to the M to the P, Day Live. Do not forget it. 929-477-1167. I'm Valerie Denise Jones, and we have been giving you a lot of food for thought, a lot of pot for thought. Anyway, speaking of pot, I want to read something that I just pulled up. It's on wealthdaily.com. wealthdaily.com. You guys know I'm all about Googling. But anyway, We were talking about stocks on the other side of the break. And here are some more tips. Three legal marijuanas own now. I had to open this up because it has the one and only Snoop Dogg in the title. Snoop Dogg is not shy about his love of marijuana. And while his claim to fame is music, not plants, it's actually marijuana that's likely to net him more money than he ever made in the music business. This is a pretty big deal when you consider his net worth, most of which is the result of his music career, which comes in around $135 million. But today, Snoop is not just a musician. He is actually an exceptionally gifted entrepreneur, and a sizable portion of his investment dollars is funneled into incredibly profitable legal marijuana ventures. He even pointed up $25 million to launch his own fund focused on the legal marijuana market. Of course, this should come as no surprise. After all, Snoop isn't the only celebrity millionaire betting big on marijuana. Guys like former Facebook president Sean Parker, PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel, and even billionaire George Soros have all staked their claim in the legal marijuana market, and with good reason. You see, the truth is marijuana is considered to be the largest cash crop in the United States. Enjoy a growing rate of 77% over the last years and an estimated 700% growth rate by 2018. Yes, I said 700% growth rate by 2018. It's bigger than corn, bigger than cotton, and bigger than wheat. In fact, according to UN data, it's valued at about $142 billion. To put that in perspective, the global coffee market, one of the most valuable commodities on the planet, is valued at about $80 billion per year. The bottom line is that marijuana is no longer the underground drug that can only be bought on street corners from criminals. It's now a viable industry that's making investors an absolute fortune. To take, for instance, I'm going to keep reading a little more, and then, like I said, we only got time for maybe one call. I apologize, guys. We're almost out of time. Take, for instance, Novus Acquisition and Development Corp., a company that provides health care, insurance, and medical plans to patients who pursue alternative treatments with medical marijuana. This is one of the biggest winners in the marijuana space back in team. Now check this out. A $10,000 investment turned into a $240,000 investment in less than a year. Double that up and you're looking at $480,000, nearly $500,000 in a year. And they have other companies that they have listed, and their stock has definitely increased. And then this is the end of the article, which asks you to enter your email address here. It says, in fact, the latest legal marijuana outlook report, best stocks to buy. They highlight three legal marijuana stocks that are poised to be the next big winners in the space. You can access this report, which includes the names of these companies and their ticker symbols, by entering your email in the field below. So, again, go to wealthdaily.com for that information, because they are definitely telling you what's the dealio. I'm telling you, my new favorite soundbite, I think, is going to be this one. I hate Philip isn't here, because I almost feel guilty playing his soundbite, because this is him all day. I can't find it, of course. I'm going down the board, and I'm looking for it. Find it. I can't find it. Oh, my God.
Know that you are, as you're here looking for it, know that Philip is with us in spirit, just like Al Foster.
He is with us in spirit.
So you're doing that in honor of Philo the Great.
Yeah, so Philo, this one's for you.
Smoke weed every day.
Definitely.
Well, I just want to say at this time, I got a text, Valerie, while you were reading that very informative article. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much for all your golden nuggets today. Thank you for your input. And let me just say thank you for sharing your solid foundation platform. and turning a little bit of it into green gold.
Amen.
On Wednesday for Hemp Day Live. It's no longer Hemp Day Live. It's Hemp Day Live. And we might have time for one or two, but I did want to bring a news flash. Daryl Mooney had to go. But we will have
okay.
him back on a future
uh-huh.
show. Oh, yeah. This was not just the first time. This was just the beginning. He has so much information. We have not hit the tip of the iceberg. Not yet. Not in an
no.
hour and 20 minutes. No, we can't do that. But you said that we have time for maybe one or two calls. I had invited a lot of people on the line. Hey, Detroit. I don't know if Detroit's on the line. They said they were going to listen. The Bay Area, Sacramento. I'm not sure who's calling in. So I know I'll do my best if somebody wants to comment or has a question. And if we can't answer it today, we'll write it down and get it answered by the real experts next week.
Yeah, well, on the line, familiar numbers.
Great, that's great.
People are texting me, telling me that they are at work and can't have this conversation because it's too quiet in their area.
Can,
but I am going to put Rhonda Supreme on
in
the spot.
Chat.
Rhonda, just come in. And there are people in the chat room, yeah, but they got to
yeah.
call in
Hi.
And say something. But, yeah, definitely
hi,
say hi. You and Ali.
Hi.
I'm
hi.
Really so they know I'm not
listen.
Talking to invisible people.
No.
Are you
we're
vibing
here.
With the, with
I'm
the show
here.
With Hemp Wednesday? Thank you. Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
I just want to thank you all for spreading the good news because it looks
oh,
like I'm going to be a millionaire, I guess, next year because I'm going to follow
yes,
every
yes.
step of that instruction that you gave, Valerie. It's amazing because people in my family have been asking, what can we do? What can we do to get in oneness? Because
mm-hmm.
they already knew the possibilities. But now you just made it real. You just
right.
gave us a way to do it. We can do this. Then what is there? What is the reason to wait? There is no reason to wait.
Right.
So
right.
that's amazing. I'm just thinking of generational wealth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's
I'm
it.
Thinking about my
that's
children.
It.
Right. Oh, this is good news. It really is. And there's and everything here in New Jersey, the medical marijuana has been approved, you know, for about a year or two, but now they're going to vote for recreational use. So I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting to see what's gonna come about.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah.
Great.
So
thanks
I'm,
for chiming
I'm
in. Thanks for showing
you,
up.
That you, I'm excited
thank
that you're
you.
Talking about generational wealth because, you know, that's very important. Like I told you, I'm not joking. I'm definitely not making a joke when I say we really need to have, you know, Negronomics at least once a month and really talk to Black people because we really need to get inside of Black people's heads and their hearts. Because too many of us have this
right.
self-defeatist attitude, and we think it can't happen to me, and it can happen to you. And there are a lot of people who, you know, you already do this as a recreation. Why not make some money off of it? That's one thing that I was taught at the age of 19 when, you know, my mom walked into my closet, which I was so proud to present. And she walked into the closet. I had just saw Kamora Lee. On, I think it was MTV Cribs, Rhonda, correct me if I'm wrong, when they showed you the houses.
Okay.
And I remember
right.
seeing her closet, and she had an armed guard at the door. But when you walked in, it was so organized. And I'm really, really big on organization. And so I said, man, I can do that. Now, and I nigger rigged it, of course, you know. I went to the store,
of
and
course.
I found me a little... guard. He's a little statue, right? But he was a guard. He guarded, you know, he had his little metal thing and his sword. So I put him in front of my door, converted the second room into a huge closet. I went to Home Depot. I took all these classes on, you know, how to build a closet. And this guy actually came over. My mom thought I was crazy. She was like, you let the Home Depot guy in your house? I was like, heck yeah. This is possible. I got to do this. But I put all my shoes up. And, you know, I just put everything, purses and stuff on display. I was so proud of my room, so proud of it. And each one of my tennis shoes, mind you,
started at $100. And my mom came in, who had, again, and bless her heart, she's no longer with us. She came in and she just started counting. That was the first thing she did. And she was like, one, two, three. And I said, Mom, what are you doing? And she said, you are the reason I'm listening to Les Brown nowadays. You're the reason I'm listening to such and such. And you taught me a lot about Powernomics and you know, all these different things, including affirmations. And she was like, now, let me check your wallet. Can I see your wallet? I said, no, because I know where you're going with this. But she was literally counting my shoes to see if I had that same amount in my wallet and that same amount in my bank account. And that's what we are. We are consumers. I did not. I had money, but I didn't have all that money I spent. And then she said, I see a lot of Nike in here. Do you have Nike stock? So the moral of this story is a lot of people are out here smoking, consuming, right? I think we need to buy stock. That's the whole motto today. That's the whole moral of today's story. Invest in the things that you partake in. Make money. Create generational wealth. We can do this. Really, finally, something black people can actually enjoy. And we better hurry up and get into it because too many people here, we're too many black millionaires are making it. Ain't no telling what kind of laws they'll create. So, hey, that's just
you're right about that. But there's so much. There's so much of the market that enough to share for everybody. For everybody to be prosperous in a lot of different areas.
Yeah, definitely. I love it. So I guess Ali ain't going to say nothing. L.A., I know she said she's on the bus, and T.P. can't talk.
Ali, you don't have to say nothing, girl.
Huh?
You ain't asked me. Y'all just finished. You want me to talk over y'all? Y'all was talking. You know, I had to be quiet.
But it's a lot of people. I see a lot of familiar numbers. A lot of people in the room, but I see familiar numbers. I know you guys, you know, first six by heart. And yeah, I know Tia's at work. That I know. But yeah, come on in. Yeah, and say hi, Ali.
Yeah.
Hi,
but you know,
Ali,
I just want to say
Ali,
this.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. I just want to say this though. You know, my folks ain't never stopped selling weed since back in 1983. So they've been making money all this time. You know what I'm saying? And people want to say, that's the illegal way. Well, no, it ain't, because the feds are still on the laws that the state made for the states to be able to smoke weed and made it recreational. Let the feds run in. So it's still illegal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we've been making money since 83. Ain't nobody stopped selling no weed. We got big stocks in it.
Yes. Yeah, I totally understand. Totally agree. So, yeah, give us something that so you gave us that little jewel. Is there anything else that you want to say as it relates to the stuff that we talked about today? We're wrapping it up. So I'm giving you and Andrea the floor. I won't open up any more lines. We're down about 7 minutes.
I just want to stay on this jewel, you know, because, I mean, I got a whole bunch of jewels, but we're talking about the hemp jewel right now. So I just want to stay on the hemp jewel and let people know that they're interested in that. You know, it's out there. Also know that the dispensaries got that watered-down marijuana, you know, so it ain't as potent. So you're going to run back to the streets anyway to get the real good potent, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want to let y'all know, keep it real, the 300 milligrams of THC, that's 30% THC. So, you know, if people know their milligrams, they need to know what they're doing. If they want to get high, if they want to feel good, if they want to go to sleep, if they want to stay awake, if, you know what I'm saying, they want to ease their pain, learn your milligrams so you'll know, what you're dealing with.
Right. Yeah, and I want to give you another milligram. This is something for the mind. Miss Andrea, I don't know if you knew this. I found one more thing, one more jewel I like to give the people. Investing in marijuana for beginners. This is the title of the article, but this is from StashInvest.com. StashInvest.com, investing in marijuana for beginners, looking to invest in the marijuana, the legal, now that's the key word, legal marijuana industry. Learn more about investing in cannabis for beginners. Stash is giving all its new users a $5 sign-up credit. They got five on it, brothers and sisters. $5 sign-up credit to invest in cannabis and numerous other industries. So go to that website and get your $5 credit and invest in marijuana. I'm definitely going to look into that. I'm going to do that today. Today. No need to wait. Do it today. Gosh, I love acting on instead of just thinking.
$5, that'll go a little stretch there. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Somebody can
yeah.
use it. Somebody got to make up that $5 that they don't have, and you just gave them that $5 that they need to go and shop with. So thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I
yeah.
want to. I have another joke that I found. I'm going to
oh
keep the day job, but there again, I really want to keep the humor. I know this is serious. I know this is money-making. I know this is, how do you say it, strategizing and uh-huh. just, but we got to lighten it up a little bit. We got to have some balance. So I'm sure we
okay.
can relate to this. I'm sure we all have heard this before. What do
all
you
right.
call money? What do you call money that grows on trees?
Ali, what do you call
Valerie?
Money that grows on trees?
Grows on trees.
I have. Let me think.
You know, for me, you know, I say sage because I go collect sage and go collect it for free and go turn it in and get paid.
Valerie, do you have an answer?
I don't have an answer. What's the answer? I'm preparing myself here. We're
okay,
going to get
the
one last
answer
joke
is,
of the day.
Ali was close. What do you call money that grows on trees? It's marijuana.
Oh, God.
Smoke weed every day.
Okay, well, that too, you know.
It's a joke. It's kind of, if you look at it, it does grow on trees.
Yeah, it do.
So
I'll
keep the day job.
God, the simple
No, that was cool. That was cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go find me a weed tree right now. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you know, I'll be on the earth, you know.
We got to give an applause to try.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a real quick one. This will make you laugh. I'm going to end with this one. What did the stoner's girlfriend say? What did the stoner's girlfriend say? Mm-hmm.
Stay or say?
Say, S-A-Y. What did she say?
Oh, I don't know. Ali, I'm giving it to you. What did she say?
Where's the weed?
Okay, my brother, you're close. What did the stoner's girlfriend say? If I can't marry a dude, I'll marry Jane.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't write these.
Okay.
I just Googled them.
All right, here we go.
So don't hate the presenter. I'm just trying to lighten it up on Hemp Day Live Wednesday. It's no longer Hemp Day Live. It's Hemp Day Live. So please, our listening audience, please share this channel information with people so they can chime in next week at 1 Pacific, 3 Central, and 4 Eastern, hopefully for 2 hours. And our other co-host, Al Foster and Philo the Great, will, God willing, be back with us in the saddle of Hemp Day Live next week. Not Hump Day, Hemp Day Live. And bring your pencils and pads, your internet devices, cell phones, iPads, chalkboards, whatever it takes to take notes. Valerie, you had some wonderful nuggets. Thank you again, Paul Mooney is a father. Thank you again, Daryl Mooney, my brother from Oaktown. He was in the house today and gave some valuable nuggets to the point that everybody, I'm sure, was on the edge of their seats listening, and that was just the beginning. He will be spoon-feeding us more golden nuggets on Hemp Day Lives in the future, so please stay tuned. Look for us on Facebook. We have our own Facebook page, right, Valerie? And thank you so much for that, for your social media expertise there,
mm-hmm.
Hemp Day Live on Facebook. Look us up there. I don't know if we have Twitter and Instagram, Hemp Day Live. If not, we will be working on those. And we'll have our email set up, and also hempdaylive.com is coming in the future. So we're just getting started. And so strap in, stay tuned, put it on your calendar, put in a reminder that Wednesdays it's Hump Day. Hump Day has now been changed to Hemp Day Live, and it's often cracking to the point that the things that we're going to be doing in the future in 2019 and 2020, you'll want to stay tuned. You don't want to miss out. Is that right, my queen, Valerie Denise?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am. Great. We do have a website. We do have a website, and we do have social media. And speaking of social media, Ali, moment to give you an opportunity to share your social media with you, and then I'm going to play a clip. It's a very long clip, but it's a perfect way to end the day so that you guys can learn some more about hemp. So, Ali, at this time, if you don't mind giving your social media, and Ms. James, I'd also like you to tell people how to find you, especially on Facebook.
Yeah, you can reach me at Ali on Facebook, God Rap Man on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Come in peace, or I won't invite you to dinner.
Ms. James, what's your Facebook information?
My Facebook, I believe it's Andrea James. And if you need to look further, it's Andrea James Pasadena. I have a green fedora hat on with the little black band. And on Instagram, it's, let's see, what is it? I think it's Your Girl, or Town Crier Gal, and Town Crier,
okay.
TownCryer, Gal, GAY.
All right.
Town Crier Gal on Instagram.
Right.
And my email is arjames09@gmail.com. Thank you, Valerie.
You're very welcome. Yeah, this is a great show today. Definitely give everybody applause. Yeah, and what we're going to do right now is we're going to play a little clip. Like I said, it's really, really long. But, yeah, we got to give you food for thought, something to go on, a homework assignment for next week. We will be here next Wednesday, Hemp Day Live. Don't forget, there's no such thing as Hump Day anymore. It's called Hemp Day, H to the E to the N to the P, Day Live. And I am Ali, Don't You Play. I am Valerie Denise Jones. I am not Denise Jones, Valerie. Or whatever Ali called me, or the Jones, none of that. Yes. 929-477-1167, 929-477-1167. Thank you so much to all the people I see on the board in the chat room and to our international listeners. We appreciate you so much. We're growing, we're expanding, and it's because of you. We love you to life. Have a great rest of the day. Listen to the clip. Don't forget, take your notes, and bring your answers back next week, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here we go. See you on the other side.
Jones, Denise, Valerie.
About 15 years ago, I got some cannabis from a friend of mine. It blew my mind. And it changed my life forever, and I think it's an idea worth sharing. So I've actually brought some here to share with you today. Now, first of all, are there any police in the audience? I know you have to identify yourself. Okay, we're safe. Here we go. This is Cannabis Canvas. Now, if you think those words sound the same, it's because they are. The word canvas comes directly from the word cannabis. And all hemp, all canvas used to be made out of hemp. Our Afrikaans word for shirt, hemp. The Dutch used to wear hemp. It's got a long history. It goes right back to about 8,000 years BC, so that's 10,000 years. It's only been banned for the last 100 years, so that's less than 1% of our known use of this plant. So 15 years ago, being entrepreneurial students, we felt how tough and strong it was, and we started making bags out of it. We started a company called Hemporium, and back then it was the wear-what-you-smoke market. There was no natural and organic market. The only people who had a positive viewpoint towards this plant were the stoners. So luckily we live in a country where that is a fairly big market. As we grew to know the plant more, though, we found out that the smoking side is actually, if anything, a drawback on what the plant can offer, because it stops people from seeing the other estimated 25,000 end uses for the plants. We learned about hemp as a fuel, hemp as bioplastics, medicine, obviously paper, textiles, even livestock bedding and food for humans. So this is quite interesting. We're like, wow, okay, this is way bigger than we thought. We started growing that market, and then luckily, at the right time, we also learned about what was happening overseas. So all these products are coming out of countries that have recognized the mistake made in the early 1900s when hemp was associated with its notorious cousin, marijuana. Now, that should never have happened. There are different plants. They're all cannabis, but you cannot get high from hemp, and you cannot get good fiber from marijuana. Hemp is not psychoactive. The varieties you grow do not make you high. They're grown for fiber. They look different in the field. It's a 4 meter high, thin plant compared to a shorter, bushy plant for marijuana. And we learned that Australia, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Canada, they're all growing hemp now. And they're making products like the top left there is a door panel made for Mercedes-Benz using fiberglass instead of fiberglass. Protein-rich pastas. There's the animal bedding. There's omega fatty acid-rich oils. All your omega 3, 6, and 9 coming from hemp instead of coming from the sea, from fish. Obviously cosmetics, and then the latest is the building industry. Pretty soon, we had our own shops. We had a full range of clothing, body care products, accessories, and we were really using the clothing to spread a message, because there's nothing faster. No faster way to change someone's mindset towards this plant than touching and feeling. The minute you can see that, look, it's got value. You know, like, it changes that paradigm. You know, someone's thought hemp is a drug, cannabis is a drug, there's no other use for it, it's the devil's weed. The minute you can touch and feel it, you can actually change that perception. Why we did it? This is our aim. I want to be that man. I want to be standing in that hemp field. This is in England, by the way, with their crappy climate on Mud Island. Can you imagine what hemp would do here in South Africa? And we have been doing trials here for 13 years. 13 years. It grows up to 3 to 4 meters in 4 months. That is an incredible rate of growth. It's one of the most efficient users of sunlight, photosynthesis rate faster than any other plant. It provides way more fiber per hectare than cotton. This just gives you if we had a need for fiber, the whole picture is our need for fiber. That is how much land we'd need for cotton. That is how much land we'd need for hemp. It makes 250% more fiber compared to cotton. So basically, we would be able to free up all the rest of the land for food. Instead of getting our oils from the sea, from fish, omega fatty acids can come from hemp seed. Instead of cutting down our forests for paper, we can grow hemp. That is just on the bottom right there. That's the trial crop in Stellenbosch. As you can see, the birds love it. They know. We were not happy with the rate of change. You know, fiber, we've got cotton in this country, we've got sisal, we've got flax. It wasn't really picking up, and we saw what happened when we went into meetings with the government and we pulled out this, a hemp brick. And we showed them this, hemp chipboard, tree-free chipboard. Next, hemp insulation. I mean, who's ever touched that horrible fiberglass stuff that's all around you at the moment in your house? You'll never get it out of your skin. It takes a lot of energy to make. This will go back to being plant food. It's warm, it's a hollow fiber, so it's very good as insulation properties for your house. So this is the hemp house in Noordhoek. We decided to walk our talk a little bit more and take it to the next level. Starting insulation, chipboard, hemp stalk, that's the hempcrete wall over there, using lime as a binder. There's a lot of lime in this country. 50% of that wall was grown in 3 to 4 months. There's no other resource that can do that for us. Can't wait 20 years for trees to grow. We can't carry on extractive mining of clay and cement, and you're taking things out of the planet. This is about renewable resources. We did it also in a modular way. It's a much better way of building in South Africa because it can happen so fast and all your quality control goes on in the factory. It can be taken to site really quickly, and this was put up in 2.5 weeks. That's inside, obviously doing the hempcrete walls and slowly making it into a home. That is where it is at the moment. Now we have the hemp carpets in there, the hemp curtains, the hemp lampshades are going in, the hemp bedspreads in, and I had my hemp seed nut smoothie this morning. Here we are showing hemp in its green glory, trying to get us into a renewable way of building instead of an extractive way of building. The media is loving it. They are supporting us, so we hope this message is going to really go forward, and that's us opening the gates to the hemp field. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to share our links on your social media. We love you to life. Please enjoy your day.